City Queer Cast.
Gays and lesbians are all the rage.
We're here and we're queer.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Windy City Queer Cast.
We're talking mega gay.
Ooh, I like that.
I'm Amy Matheny.
This program is brought to you in part by American Airlines, offering exciting GLBT vacations online at aa.com/rainbow.
Queercast show number 386. I'm Amy Matheny. I'm flying solo today. But what you have to look forward to is that Mitchell Fain will be back on the Queercast in the upcoming weeks. He is back from his second city tour around Alaska, and I cannot wait to have him back on the airwaves with you here on the Windy City Queercast. It has been a very sad week or so for us as a GLBT community, where there has been such a rise, such a spike in suicides relating to LGBT youth. And they have all come from different circumstances, but the same thing seems to ring true, that this is a crisis situation we are in now with bullying, exposing people, and also just the deep, deep homophobia and shame that runs throughout our world and throughout our community as well. So that is really the top of the news, with more deaths in the past week. They say they come in threes, and we had three from very different corners, but many stories still holding the same thread. It's a very sad, very, very sad day and time for us as a community. And I just really want to encourage us to see what choices we have and what actions we can take to either mentor a young GLBT person, to come out ourselves whenever we think that it is something we can't do, to feel, in the famous words of Harvey Milk, that we must come out. It is the thing that we must do. We must be out and proud and somehow remove the stigma of shame and secrecy that being gay has. And I also want to encourage you and challenge you that time is approaching for some very, very important elections, not only here in Chicago, in our city, also in our state, in the state of Illinois, the governor race, the pending Senate seat to be filled that was previously Barack Obama's seat here, and also across the U.S. as the left gets farther buried and the right is getting louder. And when I say right, I guess I should just say radical fringe right. For any of you who listen and also do consider yourself Republican, I am really not talking along party lines. I'm really talking around hate speech and extremist groups, to me, which don't define a party on either side. So there is a brand new campaign, the Vote Naked Illinois campaign. I want to tell you about it and want to encourage those of you not in Illinois to find out and get active in your own elections. So flying solo today on a very important show, we're going to break and tell you, I'm going to tell you what's going on in the news. And when we come back, I'm going to be speaking with Kevin Howlsworth. He's with this new Vote Naked campaign on how you can get involved and why this is such a critical moment in our country. So it's going to be a big show. Stay with me.
Hi there. I'm a Miller Lite Brewmaster.
And I'm a Miller Lite Drinkmaster.
It's the Brewmaster Drinkmaster Show.
You know, most people know that Miller Lite tastes great, but up until now, only brewmasters like me knew why.
Well, most people know that my friends and I are the most dominating presence in the Kalamazoo Western Division Level 3 Softball League, but very few know why.
Huh. You see, we add the hops first for flavor, second for balance, and a third time to lock in the great Pilsner taste by enhancing the foamy head.
Yeah, well, we don't need fancy softball strategery to win.
We call it the triple hops brewing process.
Well, we call it heart, Mr. Man.
We're on the same team here. I thought you would appreciate this new information.
I apologize. I just wish I had something as important to share.
Well, buy a six-pack of Miller Lite and you will.
Miller Lite brewmasters have to know the ins and outs of triple hops brewing. The only thing you have to do is enjoy the great-tasting light beer. Miller Lite. Great taste, less filling. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Live responsibly.
I'm Amy Matheny, and this is the Weekend News. Anti-gay bullying has led to several gay teen suicides this past week. In Houston, Texas, the parents of 8th grader Asher Brown have said that their son shot himself in the head after constantly being harassed at Hamilton Middle School. His mother and stepfather said students verbally and physically bullied Brown and said that the Cypress Fairbanks Independent School District ignored their complaints. Also a freshman at New Jersey's Rutgers University, Tyler Clemente, committed suicide by jumping off the George Washington Bridge after other students broadcast online the freshman making out with another man. His roommate and another student have been charged with invasion of privacy for using a webcam to broadcast the footage. And Raymond Chase, a student at Johnson & Wales University in Providence, Rhode Island, committed suicide by hanging himself in a residence hall on September 29th. Shane Windmeyer, executive director of Campus Pride, said the suicide of this openly gay young man is for reasons currently unknown. However, the recent pattern of LGBT youth suicides is cause for grave concern. In Los Angeles, Casey Olson Gallery is presenting photographer Jeff Shing's Don't Ask, Don't Tell series through October 23rd. This exhibition is the first to feature photographs and stories of more than 60 servicemen and women currently affected by Don't Ask, Don't Tell. In Michigan, transgender high school student Oakley Reed won't be wearing the homecoming king crown, even though he received the most votes. The principal at Muskegon's Mona Shores High School said that he was no longer on the ballot because he enrolled at Mona Shores as a female. In response, some angry Mona Shore students started a Facebook group called Oak is Our King. The Immigration Equality Action Fund has praised the introduction of a comprehensive immigration reform bill in the Senate. Senator Robert Menendez, the Democrat from New Jersey, has introduced the measure, which includes the Uniting Americans Family Act, a measure to end discrimination against LGBT immigrant families. Lambda Legal filed papers October 1st seeking to intervene on behalf of Fair Wisconsin and five same-sex couples in a lawsuit brought by the anti-gay organization Wisconsin Family Action. The conservative group wants to remove domestic partnership protections for same-sex couples and their families. Wisconsin Family Action previously filed a lawsuit against the state in 2009, contending that the domestic partnership law violated the state's constitutional amendment prohibiting marriage equality. The Wisconsin Supreme Court rejected that case. Key West, Florida has formed a task force to keep LGBT residents and visitors safe after an August incident took place when a gay couple was attacked verbally and physically. The Anti-Crimes Task Force plans to bring more diversity training to the island's schools, and police are still searching for the suspects in that August 11th attack. British Tory MP Nick Herbert recently addressed a group of log cabin Republicans and told them that conservative ideals and gay rights are not mutually exclusive. At the log cabin's annual dinner, Herbert lauded Britain's previously Labour Party government for implementing gay rights policies. Herbert, who is openly gay, added that having civil partnerships and ending the ban on gay soldiers were among that country's greatest steps towards equality. In California, Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger has signed the Mental Health Services for At-Risk Youth Act, which allows minors 12 to 17 years old to access mental health services without their parents' consent. Gay rights advocates praise the signing of the measure, authored by openly gay state senator Mark Lino. 10 states, Alabama, Florida, Idaho, Indiana, Louisiana, Michigan, South Carolina, Utah, Virginia, and Wyoming have filed an amicus brief supporting California's anti-gay marriage initiative, Prop 8. The brief has been sent to the Ninth Circuit U.S. Court of Appeals in the wake of Judge Vaughn Walker's ruling that Prop 8 is unconstitutional and states that the Constitution does not require marriage to include a gay and lesbian couple. And speaking of Judge Walker, the United States District Court for the Northern District of California has announced that he will step down as chief judge effective December 31st. Walker, who plans to return to the private sector, has been a U.S. district judge since 1990 and chief judge since 2004. U.S. authorities have apologized for a 1940s research project in which people in Guatemala were deliberately infected with STDs. President Obama and Secretary of State Clinton called Guatemalan head Alvaro Colom separately and offered apologies. Wellesley College researcher Susan Reverberi found the unpublished notes from the study as she was researching a similar project conducted from 1932 to 1972 in Tuskegee, Alabama. Tests were carried out on 1,600 soldiers, mental patients, prostitutes, and prisoners. And in world news, in England, marriage equality advocates Ed Miliband has been elected the new leader of that country's Labour Party. Miliband, age 40, actually defeated his own brother David for the position. He has said that civil partnerships were not good enough, adding, "I know that civil partnerships were a major step forward, but I also hear those who want the genuine equality of gay marriage." So now the Liberal Democrats and the Labour Party have leaders who favor same-sex marriage. In Sweden, two trans women were assaulted at a transgender conference in the city of Malmö. The women were attending the Third European Transgender Council. They received minor injuries in what authorities are calling a transphobic assault. The victim said that men started yelling at them. The abusive group eventually threw eggs at the trans women. And in Scotland, two men have been charged in the attack of a gay man who was attacked so violently he was beaten unconscious. The victim, who wished to remain anonymous, said that he was attacked because of his sexual orientation. He added that although he could not recall much of the attack, his female friend said that four men had yelled anti-gay slurs at him and threatened to stab the victim and his friend. And in entertainment news, viewers will meet four straight women who have found real lasting love with gay men in the Sundance Channel's latest original series, Girls Who Like Boys Who Like Boys, which is scheduled to start airing in September. The women range in age from their mid-20s to mid-40s and all live in New York City. One couple, Crystal McCrary and Nathan Williams, was recently named Power Couple of the Year by a New York gay publication. Anderson Cooper will join the daytime talk show Frey next year. Cooper will host a one-hour show that will cover everything from social issues to pop culture. The syndicated series is slated to debut fall 2011. Director Julie Taymor and U2 members Bono and The Edge recently offered a sneak preview of Broadway's Spider-Man, Turn Off the Dark, on Good Morning America. The $60 million show features the New York skyline as well as supervillains Green Goblin and Swiss Miss. Opening night is slated for December 21st. The situation involving actor John Travolta and a group of alleged gay lovers has mushroomed as another six men have supposedly come forward alleging sexual relations with the actor. Writer Robert Randolph, who is coming forth with a book about Hollywood's gay subculture, has said that he's been deluged with emails since revealing he supposedly saw Travolta with other men at saunas and spas. In an MTV video, former NSYNC singer Lance Bass admitted that he used to be a bully. Bass said that he bullied other students to conceal his own homosexuality. He said, "I was one of the first ones to jump on the bandwagon and make fun of a gay person, and look how I turned out. I had a secret this whole time. There's always a bigger story than what you see." And Tony Curtis died of cardiac arrest in Las Vegas on September 29th. He was 85 years old. Curtis was in more than 125 movies, including 1958's The Defiant Ones with Sidney Poitier, for which Curtis was nominated for an Oscar, and 1959's Some Like It Hot with Jack Lemmon and Marilyn Monroe. And that's the weekend news brought to you by Windy City Times. Tourism Vancouver wants to bring your party of five to Vancouver for Pride Weekend next summer. That's right, imagine you and four friends in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, dancing the day and night away at the Pride Parade, Pride Festival, Dyke March, and Street Party. Enter the Party of Five to Vancouver Pride 2011 sweepstakes by visiting tourismvancouver.com/5. prize includes round-trip flights to Vancouver for five people from anywhere in North America. Two nights share accommodations during Vancouver Pride at the hip Opus Hotel in trendy Yale Town. A $500 dining credit to Rain City Grill, an icon of West Coast dining just steps from the parade route and English Bay Beach. So which four friends would you like to take to Vancouver Pride? Visit tourismvancouver.com/5 and enter to win. The 2011 Vancouver Pride Parade takes place on July 31st, 2011. The sweepstakes runs through December 31st, 2010 and is open to residents of the United States, excluding Florida, and Canada, excluding Quebec. You must be 21 years of age to enter. For full rules and regulations, visit tourismvancouver.com/5.
Go Supernova with the Joffrey Ballet's All-Stars program. Four ballets from three of the world's greatest choreographers. George Balanchine's Tribute to Stravinsky's Violin Concerto and his explosive Tarantella. Christopher Wheeldon's emotional and sensual After the Rain. And Jerome Robbins' comic masterpiece, The Concert. Joffrey All-Stars at the Auditorium Theater October 13th through the 24th. Call 800-982-2787 or purchase online at joffrey.org.
Culture Club.
Culture Club.
Culture Club.
Theater.
Music.
Dance.
Art.
Performance.
Provocative.
Hilarious.
Exciting.
Queer.
Innovative.
Campy.
Edgy.
Original.
Get some culture in your life.
Join the club.
For the week of October 4th, 2010, you are in Chicago's Culture Club. About Face Theater presents the XYZ Festival of New Works, October 8th through 24th, at the Flatiron in Wicker Park, 1579 North Milwaukee. Fall XYZ events include Tiny Rooms, a new play directed by Megan Carney, and Clear, a neo-soul rock musical experience by Paul Stovall. Please visit aboutfacetheater.com for tickets and information. Chicago Cabaret Professionals Cabaret Event of the Year is the 2010 gala We Love a Piano at the Park West Theater, honoring Andrea Markovici, Becky Menzi, Denise Tomasello, and historian Bob Grimes for his work preserving the Great American Songbook. Featuring over 25 of your CCP favorites, Sunday, October 17th at 7 o'clock, doors open at 5:45. Tickets available at etix.com or the Park West box office. Lifeline Theater opens its 28th anniversary season of Big Stories Up Close with a world premiere adaptation of Emily Bronte's haunting classic, Wuthering Heights, running Thursday through Sunday through October 31st. For more, visit lifelinetheater.com. Writers Theater, She Loves Me, directed by the acclaimed Michael Halberstam, is declared the perfect musical with the perfect cast by Center Stage. Experience this powerhouse cast as they perform the chamber musical in the intimate Tudor Court venue. Tickets are selling out. Order yours today at writerstheater.org. Court Theater kicks off its season with William Shakespeare's The Comedy of Errors, directed and adapted by Sean Graney. Tickets are available now by visiting courttheater.org. Don't miss this exciting and innovative production of The Comedy of Errors. And for more Culture Club, visit WindyCityTimes.com.
This is Sharon Gless, and you're on the Windy City Queercast.
As I turned up the collar board, my favorite winter coat, this wind is blowing my mind. I see the kids in the street, but not enough to eat. Who am I to be blind, pretending not to see them? Disregard a broken bottle top and a one-man soul. They follow each other on the wind, you know, 'cause they got nowhere to go. That's why no one yet to know. I'm starting with the man in the mirror. I'm asking him to change his way.
There is a new movement sweeping across Illinois. It's an innovative effort by Roosevelt University and Rock the Vote to get out the vote for the upcoming state elections here in Illinois. Notoriously, voter turnout has been low in our state, and so Kevin Howlsworth is here to talk about how you can help change that, because these votes matter to you, to our state, and especially to us as GLBT people. So, Kevin, I'm glad to have you here with me today.
Well, thank you for having me, Amy.
So what makes this upcoming election unique? What was the change in election law for people who haven't even heard that?
Well, previously, voting by mail happened through absentee ballots like it always has. But in previous elections, in order to request an absentee ballot, you had to have an excuse or a reason. So you couldn't get out of your house, you may have been disabled, you were overseas with the military, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the change was a very simple change in that we now have no excuse absentee voting. So anybody in Illinois who's a registered voter can vote absentee, in essence voting by mail, without having to give a reason. So it really opens up the vote by mail process to everybody.
So now this is something that other states have done, right? Because I know my family lives in Tennessee, and they, whenever election comes around, they said, oh, we voted weeks ago. So some states have been doing this for a long time.
Right. And, you know, we have here in Illinois, we've had early voting for some time now. So, you know, traditionally you vote on Election Day. Illinois implemented early voting, so you can go to certain places around the state to vote in the weeks leading up to the election. And this is just one step further, but you're right, totally right, Amy. There is mail-in, no excuse absentee voting that has happened in other states.
So is the goal, do you think, to make voting a simple, easy process? I mean, are we in the age of Dancing with the Stars and American Idol where they want people to be able to vote from the convenience and comfort of their couch, their bed, their house, right? Their kitchen.
Right. And I think we're still probably years away from text voting, like on Dancing with the Stars.
Right.
But yeah, I think the move has been that voting has to be made as accessible and simple as possible if you really want people to get engaged in the democratic process. So, you know, with this mail-in voting thing, you're exactly right. You can do it from home. You still got to mail it back in, so there's a bit of a process to it, which is, you know, you request the absentee ballot application, which is a one-pager. You get it from your own local election authority, and on www.votenakedillinois.org, we have instructions for all this. But you'd request a ballot application, you fill it out, you get it to your election authority, and a ballot will show up in the mail. And then the last part about that is you've got to actually send it back in. So it's a little bit more complicated than jumping online and voting on which golden girl you are on Facebook.
Right.
But it's still far simpler than having to show up at a polling booth on Election Day.
So just to back up a little bit, the campaign that Roosevelt and Rock the Vote have launched just in the past week is the Vote Naked campaign.
Yes.
Tell us about... I mean, obviously, that's a little sensational. It sounds kind of sexy. Sexy sells. How did the Vote Naked campaign or Vote Naked Illinois campaign come about?
Sure. And actually, the one of the leaders in getting this Vote Naked campaign together was Equality Illinois. And actually, there was a Saturday afternoon where Art Johnson of Equality Illinois was sitting around with some other Chicagoans talking about this very simple change in election law and how it could have a really strong impact on this upcoming election. And so Art said something along the lines of, God, it's so easy to vote now. You could vote in your pajamas. And someone else sitting at the table says, your pajamas, you could vote naked. So the short version is I caught wind of this conversation, and I called up Equality Illinois, and I said, you know, if you're serious about this whole idea of voting naked, I really think that we could blow this out of the water using social media and putting a great field organization together. So Equality Illinois, of course, was more than willing to jump on board. They've already been doing voter registration and voter outreach broadly across the state in a nonpartisan sort of way. So then what we did was I reached out to Rock the Vote, which is a national organization that really focuses on youth voter turnout. And then I took this idea to the Student Government Association here at Roosevelt. And they were as well also doing voter registration. And we have a very, very active and engaged student body here. So when I brought it to them, they were thrilled to get involved. So Roosevelt came on board as a sponsor. So in the partnership between Equality Illinois, Rock the Vote, and Roosevelt University is really the driving force behind this idea of Vote Naked Illinois.
So how is, you mentioned social media, how have you found the tools of social media to be most effective in launching this campaign?
Yeah, you know, this wasn't an issue of if we're going to use social media, it was a matter of how we're going to use social media.
Mm-hmm.
So the biggest thing is that this is where this is where politics is happening more and more now. And if you even look at the last election, presidential elections, more than half the candidates announced their candidacy on YouTube. So completely bypassing the traditional media space.
Right.
So when we're looking at how we want to use social media, there are several elements that had to be there. One, you've got to grab people's attention, right? So we worked with Chicago filmmaker Kai Dickens, who directed this amazing Vote Naked video.
And Kai did Fish Out of Water, the whole documentary about the Bible and homosexuality that was such a big hit around the independent film circuit.
Absolutely. And she's just brilliant in concepting these things. And luckily, we've got a lot of people in Chicago who are willing to take off all their clothes to encourage people to vote. So that was a very nice kick to this whole program as well. So, you know, with Kai's video, that went out, we got that. That was a big part of, like, getting people's attention, but also having it be informational. So, you know, taking the simple message, making sure it grabs your attention, and then explaining what this whole process is.
Mm-hmm.
The second piece that was really important is that you have to get the application for an absentee ballot from your election authority. So if you live in Peoria, you can't get the Cook County application.
Right.
So what we did is we worked with a real smart programmer here in Chicago, and we actually developed our own Facebook application. And what this application does is when you go to our website, which redirects you to Facebook, there's a little form right there. And what the form does is ask you to put in your zip code and your email address. And when you click submit, the program overlays your zip code with your county and automatically emails you the appropriate ballot application for where you live.
Wow.
And then as part of that application, it tells you what to do with it.
Wow. How smart is that?
Yeah, so that was a big, big piece of this. And then once you get that application in the mail, in your email, you can either send it right back in to your local election authority, which is on the application, or you can bring it to one of our parties or drop-off locations, and then we'll collect them and bring them to the county for you if you're up here around Chicago or in Cook County.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, what I hear in this, too, you talk about the work with Roosevelt, and that there were already so many students really mobilized to help try to get out the vote efforts and how excited they were. And you mentioned the last presidential election where we saw young and first-time voters really making the difference. Is that something that you think now can happen in Illinois with some of these new efforts?
Yeah, you know, I think the piece that's really important, and this happens over and over again, and this is not something new with young and newly engaged voters, is that what young voters really have to realize is that being involved in politics is a long-term commitment. This is a long-term relationship with the election process.
Right.
A lot of people are really excited in the last presidentials. People generally don't get excited in off-year elections like we're having here. But this is a really, really big election right now in Illinois, and I think people who are engaged really get that. One of the things that Rock the Vote found, they've done a lot of really great research on voting trends, especially youth voting trends, and they released a poll that showed that the majority of young people, about two-thirds of young people, actually expressed a desire to wanting to vote, but were battling feelings of cynicism about the partisan politics that they've been seeing over the past few years. So we really saw this as an opportunity. They're expressing interest, yes, I want to vote, but I'm discouraged. So
right.
What we're hoping is to you know, breathe a little bit more life into this election process and show that it can be as fun as casting a ballot, you know, can possibly be.
So what do you think makes this election really significant that is coming up for our state?
Well, I think in the national picture, we are replacing Barack Obama's Senate seat.
Correct.
So there's a big one right there. The mm-hmm. president has vacated a seat that has to be filled. So the United States is going to be watching to see what happens there. We also have a very interesting history with our governors here in Illinois, and this
right.
year is no exception.
Mm-hmm.
We have two candidates running for governor that are very, very different in their views, and it's very important that people understand these differences and are voting accordingly. And then as we up here in Chicago have heard recently, Mayor Daley is out, and he's the first mayor to step down voluntarily. So now in addition to a really heated Senate race, refilling the seat of Barack Obama, now we've got we're filling the seat of Mayor Daley, who's been in office since the 80s. So if you thought there was a lot going on in Illinois and Chicago politics before, these upcoming months are no exception.
Well, and I think you're right that so much of the country, there are many cities, major cities around the United States that don't have kind of the echo or reverberation that Mayor Daley has, even on a national, and I would even venture to say global kind of landscape as to his impact for this city. And of course, all eyes have been on the Blagojevich trial this past summer and what's going on with our governor seat. So as you're right, the eyes are all on our state and our city in this upcoming election. So how, with Vote Naked Illinois, how are you trying to create more enthusiasm in a way that's social as opposed to maybe social media? I know there's a lot of opportunities to where people can drop off their applications or parties to get people applications. Talk to me about some of that.
Yeah, and one thing to add on to what you just said, too, about all eyes being on Chicago, and just to reinforce it, that is more true than ever. They're looking at us for the Olympics. They're looking at us for Obama. They're looking at us for Daley. Now they're looking at us at Rahm Emanuel. Our voter turnout has been embarrassingly low since the last election. And how great would it be that all those eyes that are looking at Chicago, the message that they hear in November is Illinois voter turnout exceeded expectations, and our state is extremely engaged in the process.
So the social piece
to this campaign that is so important is that this idea of voting naked and the voting naked campaign and events is that anybody can take it on. So if we're working with, believe it or not, some churches that are having some churches and synagogues which are having their members fill out these absentee voting applications. We're having happy hours at bars to get in different areas. Rock the Vote is using their resources to go to concerts. Last I heard is that we're planning on being at the Jimmy Eat World contest with Rock the Vote and be doing Vote Naked and absentee ballot applications there. But literally, if you have a group of friends, an organization you're a part of, a church or a nonprofit, you can have a Vote Naked event. It's as simple as bringing your friends together, having them fill out these absentee ballot applications, and sending them in, or we'll even pick them up. So if you can't find an event that you like, you can host your own. And one that's very timely is this weekend. We've been working a lot with the AIDS Foundation because they're also doing a lot of nonprofit, nonpartisan voter outreach. And this weekend is the AIDS Foundation's AIDS Walk in Grant Park, which is going to have about 10,000 people there.
Right.
So we're trying to get as many volunteers as possible to get there and help register voters and register folks to vote absentee this election.
Well, I know that, as we said, if you go to votenakedillinois.org, it will take you to Facebook where you can quickly I just did it today. You can sign up with five easy little type-ins, like your name, your zip code, your email, to get this application. Make sure you get the application right for the area in which you live. But then it also makes it very easy to say, invite your friends. Invite your friends to also sign up. So that's
absolutely
for those of you who are Facebook savvy, and since June, I have started to become Facebook savvy and felt the power of Facebook. I was a naysayer for a long time, but I am now in. But you can also find ways there to find these events that Kevin's talking about, that if you want to stop off at a bar or party or somewhere where they're actually passing out applications. We should also say you can pick up an application in this week's issue of Windy City Times. So their inserts, if you're in the Cook County area, you'll be able to have a Cook County application there as well. Now, obviously, you mentioned needing volunteers. I'm sure you need funding. Is that stuff as well? Can people contact you directly through Facebook, or is there a phone number or a way in which they can contribute time or money?
Absolutely. And for anyone out there who is a bit of a, as you were, the Facebook naysayer, you can actually interact with this Facebook application without being logged into Facebook, which is really important.
Good.
So you can go to votenakedillinois.org. It's going to redirect you to Facebook, and don't freak out. You don't have to log in. You can interact with a lot of the parts of this right there. But on that page, there is the email address. You can email info@votenakedillinois.org, and that's Illinois spelled out, or events@votenakedillinois.org. Info will anyone who's got wants more information, what we're doing, how to help. Events is more if you really want to set up one of your own events and you want some help. And then, of course, we're always looking for people who can help contribute. This is being run through the Equality Illinois Education Project, which is 501c3. So you can find that. There's a little donate button on the top of the page that will redirect you to a Equality Illinois site where you can contribute and help us keep this going. And you know, a lot of pieces of this is social media driven, and it's people really getting involved and donating their time and their energy. But we also have the ability to buy up ad space, to do more promotions, to host bigger and better events. And so every dollar we can raise, and every person that gets more involved is just so important to this.
So talk to me about time. How much time do we have to get people to vote Naked, Illinois?
We need to get work in as soon as possible. The piece, you can vote, you can turn in your absentee ballot until Election Day, but obviously that's not what we want. That's not where we want to go. The ballots that are received on before Election Day will be counted with all the other votes. So they're going to be sent through the machine just like if you voted in person.
Okay.
So really, time is of the essence. Like, we need to start getting people collecting these ballots now, turning them in right away so that you're not rushing to try to mail it back in. And the other piece is that, you know, the state has not done this before. So we want to make sure that we're getting these in early so the state and counties have time to adjust to, you know, what we hope is this influx of vote by mail applications. So you know, request it today, get it in as soon as the ballot comes in the mail.
Right, because Election Day is November 2nd, so it is
That's correct.
So now, just to finish this up, Kevin, we obviously know that Chicago can trend very differently than the rest of the state of Illinois. How can we increase efforts for people not living maybe in just Cook County to really have good voter turnout and show the importance, you know, from state edge to state edge?
Yeah, and that's an excellent point, Amy, and that's extremely, extremely important. And what's really going to drive some of the efforts across the state are these individuals and these individual organizations who are willing to help us take this on. This is a grassroots effort. We got some student organizers. We've got an organizer on the ground to rock the vote. Equality Illinois is tapping their network across the state. But it really takes those individuals who will stand up and say, you know what, I'm part of a church that's got 200 people. I'm going to get them all to vote absentee. Or we're going to do it with an organization or a nonprofit that are down in other parts of the state. So the way that this works is anyone can do it. If it's nonpartisan, we can help promote it. We're not involved in any kind of the partisan sides of this thing. But if you're sitting in Carbondale and think, you know, I've got a great group of people and I think I can collect 200 of these things, reach out to us. We can let you know we can help you figure out how to do it. But that grassroots swell from individuals across the state, oh, it's really going to help us drive this.
Right. Yeah. And I mean, I think once again, this application just allowing you to forward when you sign up, your ability to forward to all your friends that you know that live in Illinois or might know someone who lives in Illinois to get out the vote and vote Naked will also be extremely helpful.
Right. And you can forward it along, like you said. You can also print it out and make copies of the application, get all your friends to fill one out, and you can drop them off for your friends. I mean, you could be schlepping these things around the office like you're trying to get orders for Girl Scout cookies if you want to.
Wow.
And then collect them and get them in. So that's what really is going to drive this.
Wow. Well, it's a community effort to vote Naked, Illinois, and show the world and show the U.S. in this upcoming election that we care about our elected officials, that we can hold our elected officials accountable. Judy Shepard has said it best during the last presidential election, that not only do we have to vote for the right people, but we have to hold those people that we vote for accountable. And so this is an ongoing long relationship, as Kevin said, but this is step one. You have to vote. You have to have your voice heard. So for more information, go to votenakedillinois.org. As we said, it will take you to a very easy Facebook application where you can get an application for yourself or for your friends. And you do not have to be a Facebook member or subscriber or logged on to access that page. If you would like to host an event, attend an event, just email event@votenakedillinois.org. Or if you want more information, you can just go to info@votenakedillinois.org. We will have the website linked in our show notes. Kevin, onward and upward to November 2nd. Let's get lots of folks to vote Naked.
Thank you much, and we appreciate it.
Got something to say? Call us today, 212-21 Be Gay. Everybody, I hope this show has really encouraged you to lend your voice, whether it means coming out yourself to people that you know, friends, family, workers. Also, whether it means coming out and being a voice for change, and holding our elected officials responsible for the things they say they are going to do. This is an important election. Make sure your voice is heard. It's really, to me, the call of this show and the call of the day. And as we're seeing Ellen DeGeneres and Judy Shepard, we're seeing stories on CBS Sunday Morning, very mainstream daytime television, nighttime news. Everyone is talking about what is going on. The impact of these suicides on our nation is really can be something that we can just ignore. And we can forget with our short-lived amnesia here in just a week or so, or we can really allow it to put some fire under us and help us create the change. We have to be the change, folks. It's up to you. It's up to you. What will you do? Have a good day. I'm nobody's fault. Thanks for listening to another Windy City Queercast. Special thanks to our Queercast family, Kirk Williamson, newscaster, and Di Sturkey, production editor. I'm Amy Matheny, your host. Please comment on our shows at WindyCityQueercast.com and iTunes. The next Queercast is only days away, so don't miss it. Subscribe today. Windy City Queercast, queer and now. This is me.
You and I have come this far. Guess it's time.